This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Of course, we're also now streaming live daily audio wise on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. So that's us here every day. And we had a lot of fun stuff on the show today. Kevin Sheehan's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. So we'll get to that. And Kevin's going to talk about all the uniform stuff with us. And we're going to talk about obviously the latest on RFK Stadium. So, like, we'll get to all of that. And, to start the show today, I actually don't really know what I want to do with the next 8 minutes. And some level, the hour opener that Ben just played with, we could talk about our commutes again. Ben, I will say my commute was a lot easier today, going up my stairs to my home studio versus weaving through whatever lunacy was Washington, D.C. yesterday. Also, I only think there was one goober on the way home. Relatively quiet bike ride home yesterday, thankfully.
There you go. I saw a bike story in the hour opener folder. I was like, oh, that's pretty good considering what we talked about.
Right.
The first segment yesterday was you having a bike catastrophe getting to the studio. And obviously you're not here today, so it's kind of ironic.
Yeah, so I thought that was an excellent choice by you. So good work on that.
Let's go.
Schrober with us today for one more before Haney returns on Monday. He's gallivanting around Barcelona now, having a great time. He has also approved that he is now Antonio after being Antoine in France. So when Anthony is back on Monday, we'll get all the stories. So sometimes when I just like, we have a kind of rant, there's no like huge story in sports today. It's July 3rd. By this point, hopefully most of y'all are on the way home if you had to work today and you're home a little early and it was an easy day. And I'm not looking to bum anybody out, but like, sometimes I'll just go to ESPN.com and be like, all right, what's the top story out there today in the sports world? This is currently the stack on ESPN.com. The stack, Ben, have you ever heard the term the stack before? You know what I'm talking about when I say the stack?
On ESPN.com?
Just like generally. So it's like when you go to a website, like a news website, the top stories list.
Okay.
It's like, so in ESPN.com's case, it's on
the
right,
like,
side.
It's stacked up. Okay.
Yeah. It's a stack. It's called the stack. Here's the stack currently on ESPN.com. Sources: Guardians Ortiz faces gambling inquiry. Story two: boxer Chavez Jr. arrested by ICE to be deported. Stack three: ex-NBA guard McLemore found guilty of sexual assault. It's like top stories in sports today. Not super fun. And, we don't need to get into the Chavez Jr. ICE arrest thing. Obviously, there's a lot of news on that front today with what went down in Congress. And this is not a politics show. If you want more coverage of that, flip the dial over to WTOP or or whoever else, right? They got your coverage. WAMU. Our pal Tom Sherwood, I'm sure, has many thoughts, and they're probably worth listening to because that's his job. The gambling stuff is that we could talk about. So this is our second sports gambling story of the week. The Malik Beasley story is crazy. This one, Cleveland Guardians right-hander Luis Ortiz is under investigation by Major League Baseball after a betting integrity firm flagged a pair of pitches that had received unusual gambling activity, sources told ESPN on Thursday. Sources said a betting integrity firm IC360 sent an alert in June to sportsbook operators regarding Ortiz, whom MLB has placed on a non-disciplinary paid leave through July 17th. The alert, according to sources who reviewed it, again, this is all from ESPN.com, Jeff Passan amongst those reporting, referenced action on Ortiz's first pitches in select innings to be a ball or a hit batsman in two games, in both the bottom of the second inning against the Mariners and the top of the third inning against the Cardinals. Ortiz threw a first pitch slider that was well outside the strike zone. The alert on Ortiz's first pitches flagged bets in Ohio, New York, and New Jersey. Betting on the result of first pitches is offered by some sports books, with such wagers commonly referred to as micro bets. This story's like, it's crazy because of the technology that we have now to monitor this stuff, where, like, I'm sure if this is an if, I'm not saying he's guilty, but like if he's guilty and he was helping, give inside info, or he's throwing the result here, I'm sure he's like, wait, you can bet on my first pitch to hit a guy? Yeah, I'll ding a guy in the knee in the top of the second. I don't care. And then I'm making extra whatever thousands of dollars. And the fact that they can track the betting on this and understand, like, whoa, that's abnormal. The result is why is there so much betting on that very specific bizarre thing across multiple states, and they have the networks to do this, is actually really cool. And I think is great to protect the integrity of the sport. The fact that this is a thing we have to worry about in sports now seems preposterous.
Did you hear what happened last week in baseball?
Which what happened last week?
So somebody in a Discord put out a parlay bet for like 10 dudes to homer, 10 of them, which is insane. I think like $20 or $10 paid out like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe even five to get even crazier than that. And I think James Wood was the last leg. And I kind of noticed when I was scrolling Twitter during the Nats game that everyone in the world was betting on James Wood to homer. I was like, that's kind of weird. And then he did end up homering in that game against his former team. And apparently, FanDuel the very next morning put out a new terms and conditions, and it states in the new terms that if they feel there was some sort of collusion where everyone is betting on the same thing, like people are working together to make certain bets, they can void your bet if they want to.
That's interesting, and probably smart to protect the book. Like, even if there's no inside info, God forbid it hits, and like now you're way under, and like, That one is far less harmful, obviously, because like what are the players can't conspire to homer unless all of the pitchers are in on it. If all the pitchers that are gonna pitch to these guys are like, hey, I'm gonna and the hitters are in on it, it's like, hey, I'm gonna give you a batting practice fastball and you're all gonna homer, then we're all gonna make a bunch of money. Like, that's ridiculous. The thing that's like upsetting about this is like, sports and competition at their core are about the game and the results. And like, yes, obviously these guys are making a ton of money, but like, you're making money to compete. And if that doesn't do it for like, and they're making so much money. And I guess that's part of it too, is like, what's, if you're making a couple million, or if you're Malik Beasley was going to be one of the top free agents on the market. Like, his 3-point shooting last year was crazy good. He was going to be very sought after. They wanted to just retain him in Detroit, and he was going to sign like a $40, $50 million contract that's fully guaranteed. How much is he making betting? Let's even say it's a couple million. Like, that's a bad bet. Oh, I'm going to make $2 million and lose 50? Like, you're down $48 million, bro. That's not good. And so I don't get it. I don't have any other, there's no like take here beyond that. Like, I just truly don't get what we're doing here. And the fact that we have to care about this and have all these things in place is like genuinely sad. I don't know what it says about us as a species, besides a lot of us have issues And like that, I could have told you, I guess. But it's just, I'm tired of like these being the stories, and maybe this stuff was already happening and it was all way more under the table and we didn't have to worry about it. And there may be a psychological argument to be like, ah, whatever, out of sight, out of mind. I don't care. But with the legalization of sports gambling and getting it above the board, like we are, you know, rooting some of this stuff out. And I think it's like another thing that's pretty interesting to me is the amount of younger players who have grown up more with gambling as a thing that's talked about in sports being the ones to do it. Like, it's not a bunch of old heads who are getting caught. It's Calvin Ridley in the NFL. It's Malik Beasley in the NBA. Like, these dudes are in their 20s. Like, I just, if I can figure out the sports gambling thing, what are you doing? Anyway, that's my thought on that, is on happy July 3rd and what's currently trending, if you will, in the world of sports. Trending here in D.C., Commanders less than a week away from announcing their alternate uniforms. And then they will also, hopefully by next week, have some more clarity on the future of RFK Stadium, that July 15th deadline looming. We know it's not going to get done by then, but hopefully we can get a little bit more info. The council, the mayor's office, the team get all together to discuss. Kevin Sheehan talked to Mayor Bowser earlier this week. He also has been reporting on the uniform stuff, and he joins us next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and now live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. Of course, still live on YouTube at the Team 980 if you want to watch us on the video side. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every day, all those places, including the YouTube. You can watch Kevin Sheehan on the Kevin Sheehan Show, or you can just keep listening right now because Kevin's with us. We got the Daily Double of uniforms and stadium to talk about, and Kevin, you've been on top of all the uniform reporting. You've had some sources tell you some things along the way here, and we finally got an announcement from the team that there will be the alternate uniforms announced next week. What are you expecting those uniforms to look like? And if they are what you expect, what's your reaction to that?
Well, let me just say this. I'm not a uniform person. When I say I'm not a uniform person, I'm not one of those people that can say, oh, well, the stripe was here in 1989 and then they moved it to here. I just don't pay that much attention to the stuff. I do know this. I don't like anything about the branding that was unveiled on February 2nd, 2022, including the name and the current uniforms. I don't know what I'm what I'm expecting is what I heard and talked about all the way back in October of last year, and that was that, you know, even if they decided at some point not to do anything with the name, because they were certainly still considering it at that point, they were definitely going to do something with the uniforms to make them look like something resembling the team that, you know, was here before 2022. And so I'm expecting something of like a throwback, you know, to real burgundy, and the color scheme will look like the old uniforms. I don't think the old logo is going to come back. It's not that the logo, Craig, was ever a source of controversy, because it never was. The name was, the logo wasn't. But I don't, you know, the thing that I was told back then is that the logo might be used somehow, but it's not a fit for the name. It would have to be a kind of a fit for whatever name they went to. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm expecting, is alternates that sort of look like something from the past, that will maybe make a lot of us, you know, feel like we're watching the team that we grew up watching. And what I was told, again, all the way back in October, that I shared with my audience, was that, you know, the hope would be that it would go from alternates to something a year or two later that might be more permanent.
So the logo, I definitely think, is not coming back. And the hint we got from that is they gave us a silhouette, except for on the helmet where the W
was.
Exactly. It very
right.
much. And I was told that was like to kind of take the hint. That is what it's going to be. Kevin, I'm curious because we had this conversation yesterday on our show. Ben is producing for us this week, and he's 21 years old. So he's a child. And I'm 35. And so I feel like, you know, kind of two interesting age brackets. Then you have, you know, kind of your era of fans that got to actually grow up going to games at RFK. And what Ben and I were talking about is how for people of my generation and younger, and especially for his generation, where the old name, logo, and the colors, like the brand of that team, like, is mostly sadness because they didn't have the good times that you got to experience at RFK, seeing Super Bowls, being there when the stadium was shaking, all of the things that are just lore to us. So I'm curious, like, when you have taken calls on this on your show and you interact with the younger fans, what are those conversations like when you're in this chair talking about it versus someone who has my experience growing up watching a team that was mostly sad when I think of the burgundy and gold?
You know, a lot of people like to tie it to kind of age. Like, if you're over a certain age, over 40 or over 45, this stuff really, really matters to you. What I have found is anybody that's been from here, even the kids of people who were big fans and grew up in RFK and the whole thing, that they have a strong affinity for what it used to be, name, branding, uniforms, etc. But, you know, I don't have the data that the team has. This has, you know, been a big part of the conversation for me over the last couple of years. And that is, you know, there's no easy answer because Redskins isn't available. All right. So I know there's still people that say, oh, well, the political climate has changed. Why not? Well, why not is that, you know, the corporate sponsors of the NFL that have created this $27 billion monstrosity, that the toothpaste left the toothpaste holder and its tube, and the toothpaste tube, and it's not coming back, even if it's okay for it to come back, because for too many people it won't be, including, you know, sponsors and more importantly their shareholders, customers, etc. So without that, which would be the home run answer, everything else is, you know, difficult. It's like there's no easy answer. So coming up with the answer to the name and the all the other stuff was never going to be easy. I always felt like doing something about it was better than not doing something about it. But 12-5 and two playoff wins allowed them sort of the path of least resistance. But it's not an easy answer. And the other part of it, Craig, is the people with the greatest lifetime value are people that are young. You know, that's the future of the business. So whatever they're doing, they should be targeting a younger audience that's going to be around a much longer period of time and have a lot more money to spend. And by the way, I would guess doesn't care as much about, you know, name branding, et cetera. But they have those answers. You know, everybody else is just speculating.
Kevin Sheehan with us here on the Hoffman Show. Of course, listen to Kevin each day, 10 a.m. to 1 here on the team, 980. You mentioned how the record last year, and I think a couple other factors, like the fact that that Adam Peters came up with the Commanders tag type of thing, and that now all of a sudden means something, changed the calculus here. How much did you feel at all that changing for you personally last year? Because I'm with you. Like, nothing they did on February 2nd, 2022, I'm like, oh, this was nailed that. Great job, everybody. But it also, like, that's what we associated it with. Now, when I think of Commanders, I think of Jaden Daniels. Did you find that happening to you as well at all last year? Are you still like, no, it still kind of sucks. And, you know, hopefully these alternates will eventually become the permanents.
Yeah. I mean, I look, it wasn't just, you know, February of 2022. People had quantified it out there. 2/3 of the fan base basically had disappeared. And it wasn't just because of that. It was because of Snyder and the horrific, you know, performance of the team and the, you know, awful way in which the team behaved, et cetera. But that was the death knell for a lot of people. And a lot of those people have not come back. And, you know, a lot of that's reflected just in some of the ticket sales stuff. I mean, if anybody out there is, you know, has even inquired about tickets, I mean, they're being hounded. You can get tickets for games next year. Now, I would guess that by the time we get to some of these games, they're going to be sold out because, I mean, 12-5, superstar young quarterback, usually means in the NFL, you're sold out season ticket-wise the next year and pretty quickly. But I don't feel it the same way I used to feel it. I don't think I ever will. I think a lot of that was sucked out of it during, you know, especially the last 10 or so years of Snyder. And then obviously the name and the brand is definitely a big deal for me. But with that said, I mean, I loved watching Jaden Daniels last year. You know, I do a show like you do every single day. This team is the number one topic in town, always has been, probably always will be. The NFL is the top topic in almost every town. And that was just a fun team to watch and a great player at the most important position on the field to watch. And so, you know, I've got something vested just in that. I was a huge Jaden Daniels fan coming out. I was, you know, screaming, you got to take this guy. He's going to be the next, you know, big deal. So you know how that goes. We want to be right. But yeah, I mean, I was into it. And I'll tell you what, when we got to Championship Sunday against the Eagles, to be in that spot after 33 years of not being in that spot, to be there on, you know, that stage, two games, Championship Sunday, that felt special for anybody that's rooted for Washington over the years. Would I have preferred the old name? Yeah, of course. But there was something special about that game and the way it sort of went until it went poorly late.
Kevin Sheehan with
us. Late the first half.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, it got late early, as they say. Kevin Sheehan with us here on the Hoffman Show. You also talked to Mayor Bowser this week about RFK and the latest. She said she's quite concerned about this deal. And Kevin, what I can't get a straight answer from anybody on, and I feel like you tried to get this out of Mayor Bowser, and she expertly politically dodged the question, is this July 15th deadline real, or is it political pressure, basically? Is this something where if they don't get this deal done, they can't complete construction on time, they can't bid for the World Cup, they can't do the things that they want to do, and they can if they just go back to Maryland, so they would? Or is this political pressure because the Commanders and the mayor's office like the deal and they would like the terms to be what they are? What is your lean on that, having talked to the people that you've talked to?
Well, I had Mark Ein on yesterday, and he, like I said, is there a point where it gets too late, you know, and it's too late for them to vote? And he said, well, of course, there is, you know, a time in which it gets too late, but, you know, he wasn't going to put a date on it either. So, yeah, we've tried to get the actual date. We know that the term sheet, the agreement between the city and the team, the exclusive negotiating period was through July 15th. But that doesn't mean that the term sheet expires on July 15th. The term sheet, the deal that the city has with the team, continues to be enforced. It just means that if the team wanted, they could then go back to Maryland or Virginia. I, Craig, think this is going to get passed. I think the city council will end up voting on it sometime before the end of the summer. I don't think it'll end up being in September. I mean, it's almost at this point, like, why even? The team's frustrated, clearly, because, you know, government doesn't work at the same pace that, you know, business, and especially when you're run by a group of people that have been entrepreneurs their entire life, you know, in that 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, you know, sort of mindset. I'm sure they're like, you got to be kidding me. Can you guys just lock yourself in a room with us and let's get this thing hammered out and let's get it done? But I think it's going to happen, and I think it'll happen before the end of the summer.
Well, that was, to me, one of the fascinating things about what Mayor Bowser said to you. Is she's like, I don't know what they want. We just got to get in a room and get this thing done. And I think that sounds really good. But if you listen to the council side of it, if you have an Eric Flack or a Mark Seagraves on and you ask them about it, they'd be like, the reason they can't do that is because they haven't had the thing long enough to know what they even want. Like, they haven't had a chance to read the bill because the mayor was so late with her budget. And of course, because it's politics, no one's going to do any self-reflection or own their part of it. And so I agree with you, Kevin, that this thing is going to get done. My question is, like, could they just do it without snapping and snipping at each other? Could they do this without the posturing? Or are we just going to have to live with this and pretend like the things they're saying are important, knowing the outcome all along?
Yeah, I can't pretend to know what they have and what they don't have. I mean, we know that the term sheet, the deal was done late April, but there was still going to be the process of it being incorporated into the budget. And I don't understand all of that. I do think that, I certainly think that the team is probably, you know, there's a lot of eye rolling and pulling out hair because of how, you know, these things get viewed, and the talk of, well, we're not going to be around and we're going to recess and we can't get to it until mid-September. You know, it's just not the way that they've operated in their businesses for their entire lives. You know, they've got a client, they've got a big deal, whatever it takes, we're going to get it done if we've got to lock ourselves in here all weekend long and answer every single question that anybody has. And I don't know that they feel like that sense of urgency is on the other side. But at the same time, the team wants to be there. The city wants to be there. The mayor does, the council does. And that polling that came out, what, a month ago now?
Yeah.
I mean, how many cities, when tax dollars, no matter what level of tax dollars, go towards, you know, billionaires building a new stadium, usually the polling is terrible on those things with tax-paying residents, and the majority, I think it was 55%, won it. So it's going to get done. It'll get done, and hopefully there won't be any hard feelings. It's just business.
It is, and you know, what's really up here is the details of what goes into that, and it sure would be nice if they would release some of the information so we had an idea what they're quibbling over. But it has been a very behind the scenes secretive process, and so we wait.
Yeah, and by the way, Craig, I want as a DC resident, I want the city council to fight for every last thing. It's exactly what they should be doing. The issue is, you know, you had this term sheet, you had a deadline of exclusive negotiation, and they're talking about, you know, potentially 2 months beyond the deadline date. And, you know, I can't tell you for sure if that is something that's appropriate or not, because I don't have all the information, nor do you.
Right. And that's the thing, is like everyone seems to be doing their job. It's just some of their jobs run in conflict of each other, which is, you know, in part how it's set up. It's why you have a council and a mayor's office that have to agree on stuff. But it sure is complicated and messy. And it will be nice when we get to September and just get to talk about ball on the field. And hopefully this is all done. And then, you know, it's just a much simpler time in sports talk radio. At least we have something to talk about in July. Kevin Sheehan with us here on The Hoffman Show. Again, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also check out the Kevin Sheehan Show podcast wherever you get yours. Kevin, appreciate you doing this. Have a great holiday. And we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, Craig. Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Again, Kevin Sheehan with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, your calls on all that, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Uniform thoughts, RFK thoughts with you on the phones next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Again, we'll take your calls in just a second. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on the uniform announcement? That is coming next week. Sounds like it's going to be original colors, new logo. Does that make anybody happy? Is that a compromise we can live with, or is it a compromise that winds up just like, hey, just either move on or go back? I'm fine with it. I think that, you know, paying homage to the championship teams the best you can within the current world that we live is fine. But, you know, I'm just a guy with a radio show and an opinion. And you're a guy or a gal with an opinion. So give us a call, 301-230-0980. Or are you starting to get frustrated with how DC is handling this, especially if you're a district resident? I'm curious to hear from you, because something Sheehan said at the end there, I also hold true with, which is like, Kevin and I both live within the district. And as a taxpayer, I would like the best deal for me while also not losing the city. Like, I understand it's going to cost me something. I'm not anti. I know there are people that are just flat out anti. Let Josh Harris pay for all of it. And I'm like, no, like, I would like the city to have some say here. I would like, you know, if the city is going to benefit, then if we are going to benefit, then we can pay a little bit. Like, we pay a little bit collectively, and then we get a lot in return. That's what it means to be a part of a society and to live in a city that has a professional sports team. It doesn't just go all on the owner. So I'm fine with that. I understand other people feel differently. That is what it is. But I also am like, hey, let's do the best we can. And I'm just curious if you're starting to get frustrated, because it does feel like there's a lot of back and forth. And every time you hear a council member speak, you're like, oh, they make a good point. Every time you hear the mayor speak, you're like, oh, they make a good point. So 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We will take your calls next after a look at what's trending. Man, Wimbledon started with an absolute bang, but has settled in a little bit. Some of the winners today include Iga Swiatek. She is into the third round, but needed three sets to do it. She was beaten in the first set by Katie McNally, an American, and then was able to go 6-2, 6-1 to get through at Wimbledon. Other notable winners today, there weren't a ton. The men's side pretty quiet today. But Navarro, the American, 10-seeded, a winner on the women's side. And then there was a bunch of doubles action today. Busy weekend, obviously, at Wimbledon. Tomorrow, July 4th, of course, we'll see Naomi Osaka try to move back into the third round on the women's side. And on the men's side tomorrow, you will get a couple of top seeds as well. Ben Shelton is going to be playing tomorrow. Actually, sorry, he's playing right now. He is in the third set and is up two sets to love. So actually just one game from closing out and moving on. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Ben Golliver, Washington Post, is with us here on the Team 980. It's the Hoffman Show. We're live on the Free Odyssey app as well as iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, so you can search for those apps. Or if you have them on your phone and you just never got around to the Odyssey app, we're not going to shame you or anything. It's fine. Just like, we understand it's a lot of apps out there in app world, and you might already had TuneIn, you might already had iHeart, and now all you got to do is search the Team 980. You can listen to us there. Of course, you can watch us on YouTube, subscribe to the Team 980's YouTube channel, not only for this show and Sheehan's show live, but the best of both of those shows on demand and the Take Command podcast as well. Fresh episode out today, by the way, of Take Command. We ranked the coaches in the NFC East, did Logan and I. Never read the comments coming up at 5:30 as well. Speaking of YouTube, lots of different variety of things that got people agitated, irritated, whatever the opposite of those things are, intrigued. We can do positive comments too on the interwebs, and we'll read some of the best coming up at 5:30. But following up now on the discussion we were having with Sheehan and kind of the just the latest in the RFK saga, as it has turned into that. These things tend to do this. But Ben Schrober, again, with us in for Anthony this week. And Ben, you had some thoughts on this that I think are kind of interesting based off where you live and also the fact that you were literally not alive when RFK Stadium last hosted a football game.
That's exactly right. I've been to RFK Stadium for a Nationals game, actually. I went back in 07 on July 4th, which is a pretty funny memory. So it'll be...
Yeah. Happy anniversary to that memory.
18 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow, 18 years ago. I was 4 years old.
You don't remember that, do you?
No, I've just seen pictures of it, actually.
Right.
That was my
right.
dad. It's my dad's birthday, so I guess we went for his birthday. But
there you go.
I've lived in Maryland, Montgomery County, my entire life. And now that there's really an opportunity for the team to go back to Washington, D.C., because I think from what I can remember in my young life, I'd always ask my dad, hey, why don't the then Washington Redskins play in D.C.? And he's like, they play in Maryland. They play in Prince George's County. And throughout a lot of my life, I went to games at FedEx Field, and then I didn't go for a really long time. I didn't go for, I think, 8 years until I found out that Dan Snyder was selling, and then I chose to go back, and I went to a bunch of games last year, actually. But a part of me has always just wanted the team to go back to D.C., one, for the nostalgia factor for people like my dad and other people I'm close with that got to see the team thrive in RFK Stadium. It just makes sense to me. It really
right.
does. And then also, like, the economic impact that we're seeing as a possibility within all the terms of the RFK deal. And I know it's a whole thing that's being sifted through with the council right now. And I just really hope it gets done. And I guess a lot of people like me would assume that someone that lives in Maryland would have a bias that I want the stadium to stay in Maryland, or I don't care because I wasn't a part of that era that got to see the team win a whole bunch of football games every year at RFK. I really want that to get done. I want the opportunity to experience what people like my dad did.
Yeah, I think the nostalgia factor is huge. And then, like, there's just kind of, like, I'm glad you brought up the common sense thing where it's like, they're the Washington Commanders. Why don't they play in Washington, D.C.? And it's not, of course, unheard of. I mean, you know, the Jets and Giants play in New Jersey. And, you know, there's other teams. You know, San Francisco 49ers do not play in San Francisco. They play in Santa Clara, which is not too terribly far mileage-wise. But anyone who's ever sat in Bay Area traffic knows it is a long way away.
My cousin lives in San Francisco. It's a very unpopular thing that the team moved there.
Oh, yeah. People hate it. Absolutely hate it. I mean, same thing for, like, you know, when Bay FC, the NWSL team, got there, and everyone's like, oh, cool, we got a team in the Bay Area. Then it's like, wait, where are we in the Bay Area? They're in, like, I think close to that same Santa Clara area. They're getting a new stadium in San Francisco in a couple of years, but it's like, you know, I remember driving past Candlestick at one point when I was out in the Bay Area and just being like, oh, that's where they used to play? That makes a lot more sense, knowing I was like an hour and a half away from the stadium. So, yeah, man, like, there is just kind of this logic. And sure, we understand Washington and the greater DMV and the Washington region. Like, there's some to all of this. But from a logistical standpoint, kind of the centralized location, obviously being back at RFK would be awesome, making it more accessible for things like Metro and easier in and out. Like, that part of it makes a ton of sense. I think the economic arguments are just, like, do I have some thoughts that I feel like are somewhat informed? Yes. But there's just too many conflicting smart people talking about this stuff. And I think too many different motivations to really make sense of it. Because, for instance, right, Ben, you're like, even though I live in Maryland and I know that, you know, they always pitch the economic impact on an area or a state, like, I want it to go to D.C. There's probably other people that are in Maryland that are like, hell yeah, I want it in D.C. because I want to be able to go, but I don't want to have to pay for the thing.
That's a good
point.
And,
like, so it can work. It can cut both ways. Like, are you willing to pay for it as a resident? But I do think, like, this is something that's pretty unique about the district. And why some of when the economists talk about it, I just find it really hard to believe some of the generalities that they speak in. Because if it goes to Maryland and you're subsidizing it, both, like, on the input side, the taxpayer side, but also, like, the economic, you know, development that comes out of it, the impact feels like it would just be so much larger, for better or for worse, by the way. And so maybe that's something that's worth pointing out. It feels like it would just be so much larger if you are in the district, because we have such a smaller population and land area compared to Maryland, where like if you live out near West Virginia, 3 hours away, like, or you, even if you live in Baltimore, you're like, we got our own stadium here. Like, what are we doing paying for the stadium in Landover? And are we actually like getting any benefit out of that as a state? Versus like you look at DC and that land that we just like, we just don't have a lot of land in the district. Like if you want to build housing, there ain't anywhere else to do it. And so unlocking that land and saying, hey, the key, so to speak, to unlock this door is a football stadium. That's what got it out of Congress. And now that the door is open, we can do a lot of other things that we want and need to do as a city. Like to me, that has always kind of passed the logic test. Now, I don't know what I don't know. I'm not an economist. I'm just a guy with a sports talk show. But that kind of has always made sense to me. And I think it's one of the mayor's most convincing arguments is if we do this now, we know what we're doing and we can accomplish. Maybe it's not perfect, but we can accomplish a lot of what we want versus we pass on this and then we spend a bunch of years fighting over some quote unquote perfect plan and then just nothing gets done. And that's like the worst possible outcome.
I have a really funny story from another thing where I was trying to use, I guess, my common sense of a 8-year-old kid at the time. Go to Nats games with my dad at Nationals Park, which was relatively new. I think it opened when I was 5. But
right.
It's so hot in the summers and humid. And my dad and I always talk, yeah, I wish they had a dome or a retractable roof or something. And I was like, what if everybody just gave the Nats $100 and then they could just use that money to build the dome? He's like, yeah, that's called that's how tax paying work. Like people will pay taxes and then they use that to like build stadiums, roads and schools and stuff. And now I get to the point in my life where I go, oh, people don't like their tax money being used to build stadiums. It's
right.
It's funny that
people don't like paying taxes, period. They just like the thing the taxes do for them, which is, again, that's a very different show. I'm not going to go too deep into that and the possibilities of what could be if we all just were willing to pay a little bit more, because otherwise we wind up paying a lot more for things. But that is the thing. It's like, if you want a stadium that's close by, you know, we've talked about this on the show, Ben, you know, in time, believe it or not, the show did exist before this week when you got assigned to fill in for Anthony. But like one of the things I've talked about is, you know, you're paying for the entertainment. Like when you go to the movies, you don't look at like you're buying your movie ticket as an investment. You're like, no, I'm paying so that I get to watch the movie and have entertainment. And in many ways, I look at the taxes that we pay for stadiums as that. It's like, if I pay it, then I don't have to drive to Woodbridge or Landover or somewhere far away out across a state line to go see these things. It's paying essentially a convenience fee. It's just in the form of taxes because it's collected by the government. But again, that gets real hairy and complicated real fast, and I don't want to get too far out of our depth. Plus, oh, look at that. We're out of time. Ben Golliver is the national NBA writer for the Washington Post, and he is going to join us to talk about NBA free agency next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.